Are you going from doctor to doctor, spending lots of money, and still not getting results? Would you like to know if you are in the healthy spin zone? Hi, I'm Dr. Richard Needle, PhD nutritionist. Call me any Thursday on Station 1 from 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for a free dowsing reading. Find out if you are really healthy at cell level and how you can reverse and improve multiple health conditions before these conditions are found with medical checkups. I look forward to speaking with you, and thank you. Hello, this is Dr. Richard Needle, PhD nutritionist, and I have a question I ask at the first of every week on Thursday night when I do my show. And whoever is listening out there, and for people who have listened to me before in the previous weeks, I want to ask you, are you in a situation where you've been out in working with medical doctors and taking a lot of drugs, and you're finding that they're not working for you, you're not feeling any better, and you seem to be jumping from one doctor to another and taking more and more medicines and not feeling good at all? Or have you gone the alternative or holistic route and gone to a holistic or alternative practitioner, and you took some vitamins that were prescribed, herbs, whatever, and still things just don't seem to be running correctly, although they are considered natural substances? And this is what I want to talk about this evening, is that there is a third choice. There is a third choice. It's not just drugs and surgery, which is regular medicine, and it's not just going to a naturopath, a chiropractor who's into nutrition. You know, there are many, many other types of nutritionists who are holistic, natural healers. The difference and the reason that I do this program, folks, and it is a mission and a dedication, is to get the message out to the world that there is a third choice. You're not just stuck with one or two ways, okay, to get healthy. And this evening, we're going to continue on where we started last week with the alphabetical diseases. And I'm just going down the line of some major diseases. We're not covering every possible disease. What we're doing is to let you know how I and my practice are getting many, many people well when I check them through an ancient system called dowsing, and I'm able to pick up with a God-given gift, and it is not me doing this. I'm receiving information that I can take somebody's individual genetics, and I take their individual blueprint, and we're all different, and if you're married, different than your spouse, different than your children, different than your parents, grandparents, and so forth. We all have an individual blueprint. And so what I do is to first see if I can help a person with the use of dowsing and my background as a doctor of nutrition, so that I can put the two together and get extremely good results. And folks, I don't waste people's time and I don't waste their money. And if you've been out there trying all kinds of medicines, trying all kinds of natural substances, and still things innately you just know are not right, and you're not feeling good, and your energy is low, and you don't know why, and you feel like you're caught. Here is this third choice that very likely, unless something is very advanced, and that's important to understand, and I let you know right up front. And so if people wanting to call in tonight and want to talk to me tonight, and you can talk to me in my office when this hour is over, you can call me during the week and I will get back with you. But let me give you the number to call in this evening to ask me any questions, to ask about a particular disease that you have or someone else has in their family. Call 1-888-815-9756. 1-888-815-9756. So, I can give you a quick dousing overview. I look at the heart, I look at the arteries, I look about the sugar levels and diabetes and insulin, okay? And I look for early stages, if they are there for cancer and certain tumors, very, very early stages. I promise you, I assure you, if I find something in very early stages, your oncologist will not pick it up with his equipment or her equipment, and they'll say, there is no cancer in your body. That is incorrect. And I've helped many, many people, and there are many, many testimonials, and some of the people have been calling in over the past few weeks with their testimonials of different sorts. So it does work. It is, as I said earlier, a God-given gift, and it is a third way to really, really heal your body. So call 1-888-815-9756, and we'll talk. And let me give you the office number for you to call me. If you don't want to talk to me on the air tonight, I understand, and most people don't. So that's not an issue, but I still can give you the time and do what I'm doing over the phone tonight. So you can call my office number, 1-800-653-1056, 1-800-653-1056, and we can talk after the show, not necessarily this evening. But you leave your name and phone number, and I'll get back to you certainly within 6 to 12 hours or maybe a little more than that, depending. So let me just mention something tonight before we get going here by the alphabetical diseases. The election is over, okay? And a while back, Hillary was talking about health care, and then the two candidates got into health care, okay? And I am saying to you, number one, with allopathic medicine or the major medicine with medical doctors that we all know about and have been, most of us have been brought up with, okay, we are saying that this is really disease management. We are not healing the body. We are managing a particular disease. And again, a name has been given to that disease, and that is gives the right for the pharmaceutical companies to make a drug for it. So this is kind of how it works. And there are alternatives to it, and that's what I'm addressing tonight. But I want you to hear that we have the 40 to 60% more expenses for health care than any other industrialized country in the world. Okay? We are spending 40 to 60% more. Yet, the United States ranks 45th, folks, in life expectancy. There are 44 other countries that are industrialized. I'm not talking, you know, the bushes in Africa. And yet, we don't have that life expectancy. Now, we don't have to be doctors or work for the CDC to figure out that there's something that's not right about that. So now that we've got our new president, and no matter what the health care plan is, if you were in my program, folks, and you are able, and I find that I can help you with my program, you would need accident insurance, a high deductible, and God forbid you're in an automobile wreck, you fall out of a tree, that kind of situation, to help you for life-saving techniques. I'm not here to say you'll never need a medical doctor or a holistic healer. I'm saying to you, you can't take herbs and vitamins if you were in an automobile accident and needed some immediate care. But that would be sufficient. And let me tell you, I am 71 years old. My wife is 70. We take no medications, no over-the-counter prescriptions. Our life expectancy of our parents, 3 out of 4 died of cancer in their 70s. One made it to early 80s. We're not, you know, special with our genes and longevity. It's not there. Yet, we do Dr. Needle's program, and we'll get into that a little later in more detail. We do the program, and there is no need to run to the doctor for cholesterol problems, for high blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, and folks, you know we can go on and on with it. So I'd like you to listen up, and we're going to move on from where we left off, where we got to the C's with disease, and we're going to talk about cancer. So I mentioned to you a little earlier that through stage 1.5, I have very, very high success. Oh, folks, I'm going to stop a minute and answer this call, and we'll get back to it. Hello, this is Dr. Needle. Who's calling?
My name is Alicia.
I'm sorry, your name again?
Lisa.
Yeah, okay, Lisa, where are you calling from?
Alicia, California.
California, okay. Got a question, Lisa, or about a particular disease, or would you like me to do some dowsing for you? Whatever you want.
That would be really fascinating. I would like to ask you about my husband. He smokes about 3 packs of cigarettes a day, and I'm just concerned. The doctors say he's fine.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been smoking like this for years and years. Since he was 18, he's now 61.
Yeah. Lisa, are you on a cell phone?
Uh-huh.
Okay, yeah, it's kind of muffled, the sound coming through here.
Okay.
Is there another phone you could switch to? Or that's all you have?
No, that's it.
Okay, go ahead. I'll do my best, and forgive me if I have to ask you to repeat. It's because of our the sound coming through. Go ahead.
Okay. I just wanted to ask you, my husband Jack, he's a heavy cigarette smoker.
The heavy smoker.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
If you could douse for him.
You want to know, is there cancer in his body?
Yeah.
Yes.
Hmm.
Yes. What I'm picking up with stages, could I help your husband? that because he's got cancer doesn't mean it's a death sentence. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, Lisa, in just a sec. What is his name?
Jack.
Jack, and he's, did you say 61?
Correct.
Okay. Okay. Very, very good news, Lisa. Very, very good news. The cancer is in a early stage.
Okay.
And it can be turned around. Okay? And what I'm going to tell you now is where I was going to start this evening with the alphabetical diseases. We got through the B's and we're starting with cancer, so we can kill two birds with one stone. Okay.
Okay.
All right. The primary cause of disease, Lisa, is incompatible lectins, L-E-C-T-I-N-S, from a field called lectinology, which is over 100 years old. These chemicals that are in our food, They're not sprayed on. These are natural occurring protein chemicals in all of our foods. They either are compatible or incompatible to the human body. Now, I'm not talking about allergies. We covered that last week. This is not allergies. When there is incompatibility, there is an irritation somewhere in the system. Where is it going to be? Where is that irritation and then inflammation starting into a formal kind of disease? Where is it going to show up? It's going to show up in most cases with a predisposition or a weakness in that person's genetics from mom, dad, grandparents, great-grandparents, whatever. It may be the heart. It may be the liver, it may be the prostate, and so here is the primary cause of disease. The second major cause of disease is nutritional deficiencies, and everybody and his brother, including Dr. Needle, in most of my 30 years, if I go back 10, 12, 14 years ago, like all of the other holistic doctors out there, I guessed what people needed. I read the literature. It says it's good. The company has been around. They've got a long history of being out there and helping with nutrients and stuff. Folks, and Lisa, it's a guesswork. These nutrients out there may or may not be working. It depends on the individual genetics and the individual vibrations that I pick up with my dowsing to know whether something is working or it's not working. Does he take vitamins? Lisa? Lisa? Hello? Are you there? Hello? Hey, folks, I'm back. Dr. Needle got cut off with Lisa. I hope Lisa is listening because I can help her husband. And I'm going to go and talk and finish up about the nutritional deficiencies. The nutritional deficiencies that, you know, they're not in our food anymore for what we really, really need because our soils are depleted and the food we get is processed and it's heated and we can go on and on with that. So that is a major second leading cause of disease. The third leading cause of disease, okay, and this is about cancer, and I hope Lisa is listening to me now because it would be a tremendous help If she calls the office, 1-800-653-1056. Lisa, if you're listening, you can call me tomorrow, 1-800-653-1056, and I can go very, very specific with you and give you more details. But I wanted to talk about the cancer. Okay. In 1931, there was a German scientist, Otto Warburg, who won a Nobel Prize. And this scientist, back in 1931, won a Nobel Prize because he discovered that cells need to be oxygenated, and that if they are at least 60% oxygenated, cancer cells and early tumor markers cannot live in that human body. They die off. They literally die off. And so, in the very early stages, my specific energy water, and folks, if those people that are listening, if anybody has seen that movie, What the Bleep, in that movie, they were talking about a specific special healing water that has the vibration for raising auras and also for oxygenating the cells. And this is what happens for the people who work with me. And in Lisa's husband's case, Jack, we would begin to get rid of that stuff through this special healing water, which is under my Water Plus, Anti-Aging Plus label. That's the name of my company, Anti-Aging Plus. And so I have it private labeled for me. And not only are you cell oxygenating the body, but you are hydrating it. And goodness gracious, there's so many expensive waters out there. If you're going into the health food stores and whatever, and they've got all kinds of names to them, things have been added to it. You know, dumb water, smart water, vitamin water. We got all kind of stuff out there. You know, after Gatorade got its kickoff. But yet all of that stuff has chemicals in it, and stuff has been added to it, and it's not just plain H2O, and that's what this is, this particular water, and it's extremely healing. Also, the third leading cause of sickness and illness are diseases, okay, that are caused by cell toxicity. So, instead of getting a gallbladder cleanse, or a colon cleanse, or a liver cleanse, why not 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, drink this supplement water, okay? We don't ship cases of water to clients all over the United States and Canada. What we do is we send them a supplement water bottle that makes 30 gallons mixture, so one little bottle will last like 3 to 4 months for one individual to drink, in addition to their other water. It's not the only water you drink. It's a supplement to it. So when we take the lectins and take 500 foods, I do a 7-page outline for people, and in this 7 pages, I go through and tell you what foods are in your best interest for whether it's this lady who just called or whomever. I tell you the foods that are irritating you and to back off from. You don't need to do 100% of this plan, and that's what's nice about it. Goodness gracious, we live in the real world, don't we? We live in the real world. So what we want to do is to make sure that we can cheat some and you still will get better, I assure you, and it's monitored as you stay with me. So these three basic fundamentals and the 500 food eating plan, which is the most important, bring the body into a healing motion or a homeostasis, which is, folks, it's not going after healing. Let's say, let's go back to Jack, Lisa's husband. It's not specifically designed that the cancer will go away in those early stages, which it will through stage 1.5. What's going to happen, okay, is that the body is getting a homeostasis or a balanced body. And here is where I differ in what I do completely from regular medicine and alternative or holistic medicine, and that is I allow the body to heal itself. And this is why the results for those people that I can help are so powerful. And you know, when I talk like this, I don't want you to think, number one, this doctor is just sitting here blowing his horn. As I told you earlier, it's not my work, it's God's work. And my story is another story to go back over in a later Thursday night. I have told it a couple of times, and I will continue to tell it off and on as I do this program. So the big difference, again, is that there is the body's doing the healing. What a concept! This is the way it's supposed to be. This is the way it used to be. And if you give it the right foods for the particular person's genetics, and that's what separates my program from anybody else out there, and giving the specific nutrients in food form, I call it phytonutrient therapy, fancy word, Latin, phyto meaning plant. It's plant therapy that's healing the body, but not just ordinary plant therapy or what's in the health food stores out there. I have these specific nutrients manufactured for me. I spent 2 years, folks, going out there looking for healing and looking for vibrational energy in the life force in specific products, because that'll be transferred into your body and into your cells for you to get better. And I can tell you, in most cases, it's nothing but guesswork. I don't care who the manufacturer is or what you're taking. Okay, unless I douse it for your specific body. I had a woman tonight who's a client. They called me earlier. She has a blood pressure problem. And the doctor had put her on 2 different prescriptions. Now, keep in mind, I am a PhD. I'm not a MD. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Because this, I never would be able to give the kind of healing. I would continue to be treating symptoms and drugs and surgery like all of the others. But anyway, as it turns out through the dousing, one of those drugs was helping her to help her blood pressure, and the other one was highly toxic to her body, highly toxic. Did she feel it? Well, not yet. It had been just a few days, but it's at cell level. Just like foods that are in a void or not right for an individual, you don't necessarily feel it. Okay? So anyway, she's moving to the one specific medicine, and she won't need it very long, but that one was working, and the other one was bringing her whole vibrations and health down. Had she stayed on it, and you know what she said to me? Gosh, the doctor was just guessing anyway, Dr. Needle. And it's true. So it is a gift, and I am on the air to tell people, and if you want to call in again now, somebody else out there, 1-888-815-9756, 1-888-815 9756. We can go on with this. But we talked about the cancer, and I want to move on, and let's look at cataracts. Let's bring up the cataract situation. Okay, if it's in an early stage, it can be picked up, whether it's the left eye, right eye, both eyes, and this program will be used along with the homeostasis and balancing the body for many, many things, protection against macular degeneration and all other sicknesses and disease. Along with that, the cataracts will reverse themselves. Again, if they're very advanced, that would be out of my jurisdiction. And in most people, just about all people that I work with, we can catch it because it's in early stages. Okay, let's talk about another C in the alphabet, colitis. That is strictly caused. Let me go into a little more detail. You eat a food which you think is good for you, or even if you don't even think about it, and, you know, and you like the taste of it, and it goes into your system, and it goes down into your gut, and down in the intestinal tract, which is a weakness for that particular individual, that genetic weakness. There's going to be an irritation, and then there's going to be inflammation, and then we have the development of colitis. And so when you stop putting the wrong foods, Dr. Needle, what foods do I need? That's what the 7-page eating plan is all about, folks. When you stop eating the foods or cut back on the foods that are causing sickness and disease, in this case the colitis, and begin to bring in the correct nutritional deficiencies and fill it in with the eating plan. It's not a diet, okay? It's not a diet. It's got nothing to do with that. And you drink 3 or 4 cups of the energy water every day, you start to get better. How about chronic fatigue syndrome? Chronic fatigue syndrome, okay? That, for a long time, the medical community, and I don't think all of them agree at this point. I don't believe they do. But that's kind of a catch-all, that there is an overall fatigue that can't be worked on. They can't find the specifics or find a drug for it or to give surgery. That doesn't take care of it. And people can go on and on and on. The people who come to me, they are highly toxic, folks. Their cells are highly toxic. They may have been fasting. They may have done all kinds of cleanses, but it's not a 24/7 cleanse at the cell level to bring those impurities from medicines, antibiotics. You know, when you take an antibiotic, it goes into the system and it works and it kills this bad bacteria in your gut. Well, it kills the good bacteria. It kills the good bacteria too. If you keep taking antibiotics long enough, you're storing toxins all over your system, and if you really, God forbid, in an emergency, needed a specific antibiotic, it wouldn't work because you built a resistance against it over a period of years. So let's move on and talk about an epidemic all over the world, not particularly in the United States, diabetes. I've had clients that I've dealt with that are walking around as type 2 diabetics, and they don't even know it. Let me tell you, that's a two-edged sword. The good news is that they haven't been poisoned and hooked to the drugs or the insulin that may be given to that system. And so their body is cleaner and open for particularly the kind of program that I have, which is a quantum leap from the typical guesswork treatment with herbs and vitamins and other modalities. Folks, diabetes is so serious, it's not just from cakes and cookies, okay, and eating a lot of ice cream. Diabetes is sugar, caused by sugar, and it is one of the easiest, quickest diseases in its early stages in my program to reverse, because we are eating the right lectins for that specific individual's blueprint. You're not going to get a better program, and you certainly are not going to get it at the reasonable prices that people are using with Dr. Needle's program, and comparing that with all of the drugs and the surgery and all of the chemicals that are taken in with poisons into the system, and we're not treating a symptom. We're removing the cause. We're removing the causes of what's causing that. So let's go back to diabetes, okay? It's glucose, whatever. If you're eating a lot of grains and you say, well, I don't drink, I don't eat a lot of sweets. Well, it's coming from grains. I'm giving you one possibility. There are many, many causes. Somebody can say, well, I'm not I don't know why I got diabetes. I don't eat sweets, but I drink a lot. Oh, really? Yeah, I drink wine. I don't drink hard liquor. Folks, what about the sugar in that alcohol? You're drinking your sweets, which is another major cause. And then, of course, you probably know, you get into liver, sclerosis of the liver, and other problems in that area. So what happens is that we have an organ, okay, called the pancreas. And the pancreas releases a hormone called insulin. Folks, every time that you're eating high sugar amounts, now, why are some people becoming diabetics and other people eat a lot of sugar, or they're drinking a lot and they're not diabetics? It's your genetics. Hello? It's your genetics, your particular blueprint. And if you are highly susceptible to sugar and you're not controlling it yourself, you got to go get a doctor who you will sign up for the rest of your life for disease management of diabetes. Anyway, when you take in glucose and everything metabolizes as glucose, eating too much fruit, what about the American Cancer Society telling us to eat 5 to 9 servings of fruits and vegetables every day? Is that for everyone? No. There are people eating a ton of fruit thinking that they are protecting themselves against cancer. And in actuality, they're building type 2 diabetes. That is such a tragic thing that the American Cancer Society, who say, like just about everybody else out there, one size fits all. One size fits all. What's good for one person is good for everyone. Did you know, folks, that green tea can be highly toxic to many people? I have very few clients that can handle green tea with their genetics. It all depends on your specific blueprint. So when you eat this sugar, the body signals the pancreas to put out more insulin to neutralize the sugar and continue as long as possible to keep you alive. To keep you alive, it's neutralizing that sugar. Every diabetic that comes to me, pre-diabetic and type 2 diabetic, has an enlarged pancreas. Every time I check them, it's enlarged. It's overworked. And it'll go back to normal when we get that sugar balance, insulin level neutralized, triglycerides will all neutralize when we start eating at least 80% of the eating plan. Let's go on to dementia. Now, I'm not talking about Alzheimer's. And by the way, let me stop and give you two numbers because we've got about 15 minutes or so left. If you still got any questions and want me to check you, would you like me to check your chronological age, which you're going to give me? And then, but what I'm after is, what is the real age of you? Would you like to know what your real age is inside the organs? Would you like to know if you're in the healthy spin zone? Give a call at 1-888-815-9756. 1-888-815-9756. If you're going to call my office, and I can give you a lot more time, and I'm willing to do it, and it's a free consultation, and I'm not charging you a nickel, you call 1-800-653-1056. 1-800-653-1056. Okay, let's go on with dementia. It is in that family, but not necessarily Alzheimer's. I've had clients that I've worked with who I cannot reverse and cure Alzheimer's. They want to make it very clear. I cannot reverse Alzheimer's. I can stop it. I can keep it from continuing on, because you're no longer going to put the foods that are making you sick and ill. You're going to start taking nutrients that work in your body, and you're going to 24/7 cleanse your body and keep your cells oxygenated. You will get healthier, healthier, and healthier. And you know what? That chronological age is always higher, and I don't want people to be alarmed by that. It's always going to be older than what your chronological age. Your real age is going to be older. But it is phenomenal that now my wife, who is 70, has a chronological age of 39, and that I am 71, as I mentioned earlier, and my chronological age is 41. So we're like 30, 31 years younger inside, and we weren't always like that. And I'll save my stories and my aches and pains and problems that have completely turned around. Folks, without medicine, without drugs, without herbs, and without isolated synthetic multivitamins and stuff like that. So, what is dementia? There again is that predisposition in that area in the brain, and vitamin D is being talked about lots today. In the nutritional field, it is being connected with so many diseases out there. You may or may not be aware of this, and if you are in the wintertime, and you're, let's say you're in Chicago, you're not going to get enough sunshine to help you out. And the danger, folks, this is the point I wanted to make. If you start supplementing with vitamin D, you better go periodically and get tests, because you can overdo it. In my program, with the phytonutrient therapy, these are totally food sources. So there's no danger, and my dousing will let each individual client know how much or how many capsules of the particular substance which contains vitamin D. I don't dispense vitamin D or E or vitamin C. I used to do all of that, mega vitamin therapy. Wonder why it didn't work. Now I know. Now I'm very blessed with that knowledge. So dementia is also a lack of essential fatty acids, which they are being traced. Not having enough fatty acids. Do you know that when somebody's taking a statin drug, a cholesterol drug, they are stopping the making of the cholesterol, which is a natural function in the human body, and one of the negative side effects to these statin drugs is that the myelin sheath is being affected because there's not enough cholesterol and not enough of the good fats, folks, that should be in the brain, and a tie-in not only with dementia but Alzheimer's. So I have a particular client that I've been working with for about a year, and her Alzheimer's has stopped. It's an early, early stage. I have to keep letting you know that. That's why I always check that individual right up front, because I don't want to mislead anybody. I don't want them to waste their money and their time and not get the results. So this is why I have such a high batting average. Okay. Fibromyalgia, I cannot prevent it, okay, but I can't really cure it, but I can prevent it in an early stage. Let me reemphasize that. I can prevent it if it's early stages. And most of these diseases people are not even aware of, they're at cell level. Isn't that a beautiful thing to be able to pick up cell level problems? Because anybody and everybody who comes to me is going to have improvement. They've got to, because the body's going to heal itself and they're going to get exactly what they're needing for their genetics. So the good news is, no matter what it is, whether it's Alzheimer's or cancer or osteoporosis, whatever that is, it can be helped if it's not in a very advanced stage. Okay. This is very, very interesting right now. Flu shots. I don't know if it's anybody from New Jersey that's out there listening to me in the state of New Jersey, but they've recently passed the law that children age 5 and up have to have a flu shot. Really, do they tell you that the average amount of mercury in a flu shot is 25 grams? Do they tell you the side effects that can come from these flu shots? No. You know, they are guessing in advance which strains to use. And so they goofed last year, you know, millions and millions and millions of stockpiling and dollars and all of this and all of that, and they had the wrong strain. My, isn't that pathetic? Why not get the immune system strong enough? Why not have good and bad bacteria balanced in your system where you haven't destroyed all of the good bacteria, because your immune system is stronger? You are healthier. My wife and I have never, ever, ever taken a flu shot. We don't get the flu. We don't even get colds anymore. And it's not because, you know, we are an unusual couple. We are unusual with our health because of this program. And you know, when the seniors are dying from the flu, according to the CDC, there is no accurate, specific test that have proven that people are being protected from the flu. You know what they're really dying of? Pneumonia. They're dying of pneumonia. They're not dying of the flu. There's a lot of deception out there, folks, and particularly in this area. So you don't have to go that route. What is hemorrhoids? Hemorrhoids is under the H's. Hemorrhoids is a strain that when trying to make a bowel movement, and you become more and more constipated because you're eating the wrong lectins for your system, you don't have the right nutritional substances that you've guessed about, or you're not taking anything. Or number three, there's a cell toxicity in your system. And so when you have all of this, you have these strains, and you get hemorrhoids. And, you know, there's a whole industry out there of how to get rid of your hemorrhoids, how to cut off and treat a symptom. Well, I didn't remove the cause, but who cares? I don't have my hemorrhoids anymore. Wouldn't it make more sense to get your movement, your peristaltic action in your system and have regular bowel movements, or not having to take chemicals for you to move your bowels? And that's going to happen with this particular program. Okay, we've got a few more minutes, about five more minutes, and I'm going to go on to the next one, a real big one, and that is heart disease. Many, many times when somebody's in their early years have been diagnosed with all kinds of heart problems, it might be, not always, simply some nutritional deficiencies that have caused it. And folks, cholesterol is not the real cause of heart disease. I'm going to repeat that again. Cholesterol is not the real cause of heart disease. Okay? I have on my desk 15 different causes. 15 different causes of heart disease. So it's not that cut and dry that it's all about reducing my cholesterol makes me healthy, therefore I won't get heart disease. I'm going to give you a statistic that is out everywhere, and I know JAMA, Journal of American Medical Association, printed it before. In the heart attacks that are out there, listen to this, folks. If you don't get anything else tonight, this is incredible. Over 50% of the heart attacks that are in the United States, their cholesterol is under 200. I wish you were looking at me and could read my lips. Under 200. Now, do we have to be a PhD nutritionist or a scientist to understand that that makes absolutely no sense? That the cholesterol is where it's at, and they want everybody on it. Can you guess why? The more people on it, the more money is made by the pharmaceutical companies. The younger and younger that these kids are that are out there and taking these medicines and drugs, the sicker they're going to be. But the what you're told is they're going to make you so well. So the blocked arteries. Okay, this program, it doesn't happen overnight, but I had at one time a blocked artery. It was 75 to 80% blockage. It is gone. I initially, before I put my program years ago, I was eating the wrong lectins, and I was taking, you know, some German herbs and all kinds of stuff that I found on the internet, and none of it worked. Till I put together this program and helped to heal my body. So with heart disease, when you give it the right nutritional, filling in the nutritional deficiencies and stop putting in the foods that are making that heart sick, why the heart? You should know it by now if you've been listening carefully. The heart is because your predisposition says it's your heart. That's where it's going to settle and cause problems for you. Let's look at irritable bowel syndrome. Just like colitis, that is, you know, an acid reflux. All of these, you don't take a pill to neutralize the acid. You start eating the foods that make you well and don't eat the foods that make you sick, and you're going to get better, guaranteed. Let me give you something that even in early stages, I cannot help, and that's MS, multiple sclerosis. It is just the way the body works and my program, I cannot help it. But I can help muscular dystrophy, and I can help prevent macular degeneration, and I can prevent it, okay? But it once it gets advanced, I cannot cure it. So I'm going to stop here. It's 5 to the hour. Give me a call at 1-800, my office, 1-800-653-1056. Give me a call tomorrow or another day. Let me know your name and phone number, and I'll get back with you. I'll go into lots of detail if you want me to. If it's necessary, there is no charge. I'll go into the details of the cost of the program, and I love being with you tonight to get this information out. I think you can tell, folks. I love you a lot. God bless. Talk to you next week. Good night.